The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, Franklin Communications, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Brian Kvitko. Call 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, and welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Our show is brought to you by Alum Creek RV and Marine, and it's known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but were too numb to ask. Hello, I'm general dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and thank you for joining me here today. It's going to be a beautiful day. It's a great weekend. Had a lot of fun yesterday. Honestly, today's show is going to be about basketball, and partly because I have the Dr. Kvitko Golf Classic coming up on July 27th at Bent Tree Golf Course and Royal American Links, and what we're doing is we're having a bunch of OSU basketball legends who are going to join us to make the event that much more fun. So we're going to have Scoony Penn on the show with us here soon. And let me just talk about the outing, though, a little bit, because what we're going to do is we're going to have some basketball equipment out on the course. And one of the holes, it's going to be like a 19-hole competition. So you'll have 18 holes of golf, and you'll have one hole of basketball. So we're going to have some folks like Scoony Penn, and we're going to have Clark Kellogg, and Tony White, and Troy Taylor, and Mark Titus, and oh, the list just goes on, and maybe we'll talk more about it here as the show goes on. And so what you'll do is you'll have a hole where when you throw up the, you go to the 19th hole, and you're going to get some practice first. There'll be one of the OSU basketball legends there kind of helping you with your stroke. And then it'll be time for you to shoot 10 free throws, and the number you miss is going to be your golf score. There'll be other holes where there'll be an OSU basketball legend on the tee. And you'll walk up to the tee, and that legend might say, "Hey, you, I'm going to hit your ball. I'm going to hit your drive." And if they hit a great drive, good for you. If they hit a bad drive, $5 to charity, you get your ball back, whether it's out of the water, out of the woods, or off the tee. So let me just kind of introduce Scoony Penn and James Scoony Penn. Scoony was born in Brooklyn, still has a little bit of that accent. He plays point guard. He's 5'11". He played with Michael Redd. Him and Michael Redd were quite a backcourt. And he played in, in 95-96, he was the Big East Conference Rookie of the Year. In 96-97, he was the first team All-Big East Conference, Conference's Tournament Championship winner, MVP. In 98-99, Big Ten Conference Player of the Year. 98-99, he led Ohio State to the NCAA Final Four. 1999-2000, the Francis Pomeroy Naismith Award as the nation's top senior under 6 foot and 6 foot tall, and he was selected third team All-American and first team All-Big Ten Conference in both his junior and senior seasons, ending his career at Ohio State as the college's all-time leader in three-point field goals made. Hey, Scoony, are you on the line?
Hello, Doc.
How are you doing?
I'm good.
Good. Thank you for joining me on the show. I appreciate you getting up. I know you got a crazy, crazy weekend going, don't you?
Yeah, sure. Got a lot going on.
And happy anniversary. Yesterday was Scoony and his wife's 50th anniversary, right?
Yes, thank you. Five years, yep.
And we got to meet your wife and have met your kids. You've got some great, well-behaved kids. I don't know if I told you that, but they're just so well-behaved. It's really great to see these days.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Now, we met, actually, about a week or so before you guys got married. You and your wife came in, at that time, fiancé, to get your teeth whitened.
So yeah, we did. almost 5 years ago, so it was kind of like an anniversary thing once again.
Yeah, and in fact, I asked your wife if you had a... We're going to talk about your tournament that's going on right now, which is called the Scoony Penn Touch Hoops Classic, correct?
That's right, exactly what it is.
Okay, and I want to get into that in a little bit, but talking to your wife last night, I said, does Scoony have his own team in? And she goes, no, I wish he did, because we'd like to win that $10,000.
Yeah, that would be lovely, but it just wouldn't seem right.
We're a conflict, wouldn't it? Yeah, yeah. So tell me a little bit. I want to talk about yesterday's basketball game also, but let's talk about your basketball tournament. Tell me about it.
Well, what it is, I teamed up with an organization called Touch. They help out people that were incarcerated in any kind of way. So when you get out of your prison, jail, or whatever it may be, they help you out. The mentoring, help you get back on your feet, whether it's using the computer, trying to find a job. So the tournament I'm having is a money tournament, and what it does is, you know, help raise money. So that there'll be funding to help out these individuals that need it.
Yeah, and TOUCH stands, it's an acronym, it stands for Teaching, Opportunity, Unity by Connecting Hearts.
Exactly.
And it's a mentoring program, and I mentioned to you how I've had several, maybe two or three now, former inmates on my show who have turned their lives around, and how cool I think that is. And one was Chef Jeff Henderson, who learned how to cook in prison, and when he came out, he after several years of trying and a lot of setbacks, became the executive chef of the Bellagio. But you were quick to kind of point me in a different direction, which is not all these guys have that kind of luck or that kind of, you know, help, and that this is helping the average, everyday former inmate to get their life back together.
Yeah, because the average adult, per se, that does get out and need help, most of the time they go back in. And a lot of reasons why, because they don't have the right resources. And, you know, when you don't have the right resources or you can't find the jobs or anything really positive to help you, what do? You do something negative, you go back to the streets, and you find yourself back in the same situation.
Yeah, you go back to what you know.
Exactly.
Which is what got you in trouble to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I noticed that they have, and this is a government run, this is like a community foundation, isn't it? It's run by the state or by the county?
By the state, and it definitely is about the community. The last couple of days, we've had a lot of support from the community. They've come out and participate, watch the games, and just really support what we have going on, and that's a great thing to see.
Let me give out the phone number of Touch. It's 614-338-8733. So if you have a question or you want to help out in some way, also, they welcome all tax-deductible donations, and you can go to www.touchimp.org. That's T-O-U-C-H-I-M as in Mary, P as in Paul, .org. All right. So, Scooney, how much money do you think you might be able to generate for this organization, or is it just all up in the air right now?
It's really all up in the air. This is really our first year doing it. My, you know, first year dealing with the Touch organization, and it was kind of done in short notice, per se.
Okay.
I think with what we've done, it's been great. It's kind of like a trial run, but at the same time, I think that we're raising money and you know, get a lot of good feedback from people.
Yeah, you know what? I wanna thank your sponsors on air for you, because that'll help you get more sponsors the next time you go do it. OxyWater is a major sponsor, your MVP sponsor. And then you've got Slam Dunk sponsors, Pierceology. You have corporate sponsors, DeVry University. And mm-hmm. additional sponsors, Safe Auto, Harrison ALO, which is an attorney's, New Horizons Recycling. And you know what? It's a printing company. I can't make it out. It's so fancy, the wording. Who's that printing company that's one of your sponsors?
I wish I had it in front of me right now to tell you. But,
it's like Enhancement or, wow, I may have to go online. But you know what? If you go to the website for your classic, give that out, and then people can see who your sponsors are.
Yeah, they can see everything and understand that today there's a final day, and the game starts at 9 o'clock.
That's right. They can come out and watch, right? It's what, $10, $15? How much is it?
Yeah, well, $5. $5 per day for the whole weekend with $10 to watch a bunch of games. So I think it's a pretty fair price.
Yeah.
The game will start at 9 o'clock today, and the final game should be at 1:30 or 2:40, depending on how the brackets, you know, work themselves out.
Okay, because if a team plays, you have to give them a little bit of time to rest.
Yes, because one team, the 9 o'clock game, the two teams undefeated, so they don't have any losses.
Oh, okay.
So one team could basically be in the championship game after this morning and be ready to play for the championship at 1:30.
Got it. And they'd have like 2 hours of rest, and the other team still be trying to find out if they're in the finals or not.
Exactly.
And it's at Ohio Dominican, right?
Yes, Ohio Dominican, yep.
So let's see. What do we want to give? We want to give out to folks. Tell me, is that out on Sunbury Road?
Yes, it is on Sunbury Road.
Okay, Sunbury Road. And is there a number, like a general information number, or should they just go to www.hoops.touchimp.org and they can get directions?
Exactly. Go to that address, and that's where you'll get all the information you need.
Okay. Now, before we were bringing you on live, we were talking about my golf classic, the Dr. Kavinko Golf Classic, and I want to thank you. You've been very instrumental in helping line up the basketball legends, and it's going to be a lot of fun, isn't it?
It is. Once I heard about all the things that were going to be going on, I instantly became intrigued, and I couldn't wait to be a part of it. First and foremost, it's a great cause to be a part of.
Right, because we're raising money for Down syndrome.
Yeah, so it's always good to raise money. It's always good to help out. And I'm sure the people that are, you know, have the Down syndrome will truly appreciate it. And second of all, you know, we play in a lot of golf outings throughout the year. And it's a normal thing. You just play and meet new people. Majority of times it's other men. But this opportunity here is one to really interact with a lot of people. And it's fun for the kids. A lot of fun things going on and a lot of obstacle course type situations. So, no, it sounds very interesting and one that I'm looking forward to being a part of.
Yeah, that sounds great. And it is going to be fun. And I think I forgot to mention one of our presenting sponsors is Buffalo Wild Wings. And so we're going to have a Blazing Wings Challenge where if somebody eats a couple of those hot wings, they'll get to take a stroke off their score. But we figure they'll need it because their fingers will be on fire or their stomach or both.
Well, I'll be one person that will not try those. I'm not into all the hot stuff. So I definitely would not be trying that.
Okay. The medium ones kind of burn for me, so I probably won't be doing that either. Now, you know, we have several people lined up and really looking forward. And, of course, we're going to have, as you know, we're going to have a lot of fun things for the kids of the basketball legends. In fact, talking to your wife yesterday, I don't think she realized, so she plans on making sure the kids are there to be in our little golf academy. You know?
Yeah, kids will definitely be there, and that's great because a lot of kids, I think, would love to learn how to play golf and get instructions and just become a better player at a young age.
You know what? You were telling me a story about you grew up in an urban environment and golf wasn't really on your radar screens.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me how you came to be a great golfer. How did you come to get golf in your life?
Well, I wish I was a great golfer. I am.
I saw you on Channel 10. You're a pretty good golfer.
I got my nice little swing. I worked out a little bit. I really enjoy it. My competitive nature really helps me in that aspect. But how I've grown to love the game and get involved is first and foremost, I started playing my father-in-law, who was an excellent player.
Uh-huh.
And then I started going to the range. And what really did it for me was the fact that I'm hitting the ball, and I'm hitting it everywhere, and it's not going very far.
Right.
Watching the man next to me, who is probably in his late 50s,
right,
bare belly, out of shape.
He just walked
here
up.
Here I am.
He walked up and hit the ball, and it went 200 yards, right?
No, further than 200 yards. It's going straight.
Uh-huh.
Here I am. You know, I think I'm a pretty good athlete. I'm in shape here. I'm a young man.
I'm ripped.
And I can't hit the ball as hard as he can. And I'm just like, this is not possible. So that's where that competitive side came out. And I just wanted to figure out, you know, why is this possible? This should not be going on. And once I started swinging, I just couldn't stop.
Yeah. Hey, when we come back from the break, I want to talk about yesterday's game. And I want to talk about your son, Dominic, a little bit. Okay? Can you hang with us?
Sure. That's great.
All right, you're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko, and we'll be right back.
Stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko.
Mom, has your son or daughter been begging you to learn to play guitar, but you don't know where to go or who to talk to? Well, fret no more. Call Guitar Lessons Columbus today at 427-3187. We'll teach your child how to actually apply and use the fundamentals, learn to play an entire song, make new friends with guitar, and even play with a drummer, all in the first month of playing. The earlier they start, the better. So don't wait. Call Guitar Lessons Columbus today at 614-427-3187 or check us out online at guitarlessonscolumbus.com.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kavitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kavitko. Are you an adult with teeth that are crooked? Maybe you had braces as a kid, but you didn't wear your retainer as often as you should have? Or maybe your parents weren't able to offer you braces as a child. Well, take heart. Now you can have straight teeth in 6 months. That's right. Using clear brackets and tooth-colored wires, we can straighten your teeth before it's even time for your next cleaning. So, if you have a high school reunion, a graduation party, or even a wedding in your future, why not let us straighten, then whiten your teeth? Interested? Call us to schedule a no-charge 6-month Smiles consultation at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588.
Dr. Kavitko and Associates.
It's the real thing this spring at Alum Creek RV and Marine. Their spring RV sales event is going on now with deep discounts on new and used trailers, fifth wheels, and motorhomes to make room for new inventory. The 2013s are here and the last of the 2012s must go. Hours have expanded, open until 8 on Tuesday and Thursday nights. Check out their specials on service, on scooters, and their RV rentals. An award winner, 40 years and going strong, Alum Creek RV and Marine. I-71 north of Columbus. Call 740-363-4068 or shop at alumcreekrvandmarine.com.
Tell them make me a grill. I might be grilled out nicely. Oh. In my white tee. Oh. On South Beach. Oh. When I
open up your mouth, your grill gleaming. Gleaming. I stand up. Let me see your grill.
And welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. I'm here with Scooney Penn. Hey, Scooney, during the break, I looked up your other sponsor. It's called Evolution Printing and Design.
That's exactly what it is. Good job, Doc.
I think what's happened is my eyes have evolved in the wrong direction, so I couldn't read it. But anyway, all right. So, tell me the story. You told me the story about how Dominic, and Dominic is what, 10?
10 years old, yes.
Okay. How did he learn to golf? I think people find this interesting.
Yeah, this is very interesting here. He, we took him to a little camp in Oak Haven, and they asked him how long he was golfing. And I tried to tell him, he hasn't been golfing for long. He never has. And the reason why his golf swing looks so good is because he plays on Tiger Woods, the Wii.
He plays on Wii.
The Wii. And the Wii, because, children, they pick up things very fast. They're easy. They can imitate them very easy. So he would watch their swings, especially Tiger Woods, and all he could imitate it. And then you would think he's playing for a long time, but he really hasn't at all. It's just that he's playing that Wii, and that's where he got his swing from. So, ever since then, he just started taking off.
So this is good for kids then whose dad maybe doesn't play golf, or they live in a setting where the closest golf course it might be miles away. They can pick up the game, literally pick up the game, and pretty much have a swing and be ready to play when they do get a set of clubs and get the opportunity, right?
Exactly, and it teaches you. While playing, you learn, what a par is, what a birdie is, bogey. You learn the rules of out of bounds and mm-hmm. such, and how to keep score. So, it's a very good teaching tool. The kids stay active. It's a great exercise to play in the Wii. My kids do it all the time in a bunch of games. They stay, very, very active with it. So I love the tool, and I play it a lot myself. So when I get a chance, I'm down there, and we're battling. Matter of fact, last week we played, and he crushed me. So I need to sneak and work on my game a little bit.
I've gotten used to my son beating me. He's 25, and I'm in my 50s, so he hits the ball 240 yards or so, and I'm lucky if I can hit the fairway. But that just kind of happens with time. But you're not supposed to be beaten by your 10-year-old.
No, not at all, but as long as it's in the house, it's okay.
That's true. Yeah, so nobody knows, right?
Yeah, it's cool. Just keep it in-house.
Except that you kind of just told thousands of listeners.
That's okay. I don't mind. My son can beat me in the house playing video games, but when we get out to the real thing, it's not happening.
Oh, okay. So now, being left-handed, was that harder for you to learn? Because, tell you what, I have a daughter that's left-handed. My mom was left-handed, and I play the drums. She wanted me to teach her when she was younger, and I said I can't because we'd need two drum sets, and I only have one. And if I showed you this, I'd have to flip everything around, Mm-hmm. So would you say it's harder to learn as a lefty?
No, I didn't find it difficult at all being a lefty learning. It just came naturally. It's weird because I am right-handed.
Oh, you are?
But yeah, I'm right-handed, but I do things from the left side. It's a little backwards, so I don't know how it became that way. It just did. So growing up, I was a switch hitter in baseball.
Okay.
It's been an advantage, to be honest with you, but no, it wasn't difficult at all being lefty. The hardest thing about being lefty is it's difficult to get clubs.
Yeah.
Because a lot of places don't carry lefty clubs, and you have to order them. That's the biggest hassle.
Right. My daughter had her choice of one set.
Mm-hmm.
That's all they had.
Yeah.
And if you're traveling, you don't want to bring your bag. You realize in the last minute you have a chance to go out to the course. Trying to borrow a set or rent a set is almost impossible too.
That's like a needle in a haystack. Going to a a place on vacation and hoping to have a lefty set.
Now tell me, let's talk about the Battle of Ohio. It was the first year, and we had several players. I'm going to forget some. Maybe you can tell me. George Reese, Michael Redd. We had J.J. Sullinger, Sumaki Walker. Greg Oden was there. Of course, he couldn't play. We had David Lighty, John Diebler. Let me think. On the who am I missing?
Brian Brown.
That's
Evan
right.
Evan Turner.
Ron Lewis.
Who else are we missing?
The guy who's getting married, Ron Lewis, right?
Yes, Ron Lewis get married July the 27th.
Uh-huh. Same day as my outing.
Yep. Antonio Daniels. Ex-Ohio State Buckeye, James Stringer. Dallas Lauderdale.
Yeah.
It was a very, very good outcome with everyone showing up and participating.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And I noticed that Channel 10 had you wired for sound. They had Ronnie Stokes wired for sound, and they had
David Lighty
wired. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I was watching you, and you're playing like full speed with that battery pack hanging on your back. How'd you do that?
I really don't know. I thought it'd be difficult at first, seriously, but playing sports, and especially me playing basketball, is one of those things. Like when you get the ball in your hands and you're out there, you kind of forget what else is going on and just deal with it. So as far as that battery pack being on my back, I forgot it was there until there was a dead ball. Then I realized what was going on.
David Lighty didn't forget, because I watched the news last night and he's going, man, mine keeps slipping.
Yeah, because he had it on the side of him. And I just tell him, hey, put it on the back for you. It'll help out.
Yeah. The money for that, the charities that benefited from that, do you remember who they were?
I actually don't know who they were.
Okay.
But I know they it was so much going on. I was hurt trying to get out of there to get to my event.
To get to your own event,
Yeah, and they gave the checks to the charity. So, they did raise money, and that's always a good thing.
Right. I saw one check for $2,500. That's pretty good.
Yeah, I think so.
It was that great big check. I wonder if you can take those to the bank, or they want you to shrink it.
Oh, no, I've been asked that question before, and that person laughed at it. So, I would love to see someone come into a bank with a check that big.
It reminds me of Happy Gilmore. Do you ever see
Happy
that movie?
Gilmore.
Yeah,
exactly. Love it.
Putting those big checks in the back of the car. Anyway, so let's see. I got to meet Sumaki Walker's brother, and got to Clark Kellogg was there. Yeah, I got to talk to Clark, and he's committed to coming to our outing, so that's pretty cool. And Brad Sellers, he's not able to come because he's on vacation, but he said he'll come next year. So maybe we can make this the first of many OSU basketball legend events that we hold. You know,
I hope so.
And we'll just keep raising more money for charity. Now, I'm looking here, and I know you have to go. I don't know how much longer you're going to be able to stay with me.
I got to leave here shortly because I have to, finish getting ready and getting on the road here to get to Ohio Dominican.
Because but you know what? I wanted to talk about ScooneyPen.com. Do you have time for that?
Yes, I do.
Okay, because I didn't realize it, but you hold your own camps, your own sessions, and kids who want to learn, they want to either learn the game, ball handling, decision-making, shooting, passing, defensive concepts. Tell me about that. They go to ScooneyPen.com. There's a phone number, 614-686-BALL-BALL, 686-BALL. Yeah, tell me, is this your passion? Is this what you're doing for a living? I know you do Channel 10.
I'm doing a bunch of things, but this here is passion. It's always going to be passion when it has to do with basketball, especially dealing with the youth, because I think it's important for kids to learn the fundamentals, learn how to play basketball. The way sports are these days with social media, it's all about the individual. It's all about the superstar. It's all about me. And a lot of people are pushing that. Start at a young age, they're not being taught the right way. Someone with ability might just have ability, but no skill to go along with it. It was different when I grew up. No matter who you were, everyone needs to know how to dribble, pass, shoot, understand the game. And I don't see it these days. So I'm just offering that outlet, that place to go to learn.
Okay.
And I think I have a long enough background. I've been through enough. I've seen a lot. And I think the way I can teach and get my point across to people is unique. So it's definitely a place that you would like to get information from and maybe connect with me if you really do have a child who has aspirations of being a basketball player, but just doesn't have the right pieces and tools, you know, I can be a source or an outlet for that.
Hey, do you mind telling me where the word Scoonie came from, the nickname?
Me being my mother's first boy, someone called me Uno, then Uni, then Schooner, because it was little schooner pies that people eat, especially in the Massachusetts area.
Oh, okay.
Scooter, and then scooter. I used to ride a scooter around all the time, so it hit the scooter. And then somehow I got the Scoonie, and then ever since then it just stuck. And I've been walking around with this name that people think is my real name, and I basically think it's my real name also.
So you've adopted it too.
Oh, yes.
That's cool. Okay, so let me just make sure I'm clear on this. What you're saying is these kids these days, everybody, all they want to do is they want to shoot. They don't really understand. You need the pass. You need to have set plays. Uh-huh. It's me. And so you're teaching them the passing is a big part, defensive decision-making, when to pass, when to shoot kind of a thing?
Yes, like just knowing the game.
Okay.
You know, I watch a lot of kids play, and they might run around, but it's very important to understand where you're trying to go on the court. It's very important to understand if I'm a coach and I explain to you, go to the short corner. You know where the short corner is. There's mm-hmm. a lot about basketball that you know, you have to learn. It's a mental game. Yes, you see guys running very fast, jumping high, and doing spectacular things. Basketball is one of the sports where it's, you know, 75% mental. You really have to understand the game. And me being a point guard, it was something that I thrived on, understanding game and situation and using that to my advantage, because you'd be surprised how many guys really don't know the game.
Really?
And I think this is something that I would like to teach the kids and to start to understand different points of the court. The terminology is very different. You have to understand the basketball terminology and to know these things. As you get older, it'll enhance your skills. You know, when you're in coaching, you're at camp, so you're at, you know, with your coaches in practice. Sometimes coaches don't take the time to explain. They just say, okay, you know, I want you to run a down screen, back screen, at the free throw line, extend it to the short corner. And someone will say, well, what did he just say?
That's what I just said. What did you just say?
But if you know basketball and you understand the terminology, then it sounds very simple.
Now, are all of your sessions at Mifflin High School?
Excuse me?
Are all of your sessions at Mifflin High School? Where do you hold them?
Excuse me. No, sir. That one was different times. I hold them at different places.
Okay.
That month it was at Mifflin High School, but now what I'm doing now is many individual things, and if people want, they can be grouped. I like to get in touch with different schools, U teams, and get a group of their guys all together and do it like that. So it's something like you said, you asked me, was it a passion, was it a job? It's a bit of both, but like I said, when you're dealing with basketball and myself, it's always passion.
Yeah, and somebody has a passion for what they do, people want to be around them because they just want to soak it up,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Sure, and I've been one of those people too, you know, and you want to learn from people who know, who've been through it, and just learn from what they do.
Right. So you work with kids of all ages, or do you start them at, say, fourth grade?
That sounds about right. Fourth grade for me, 10 years old, because then I think that's when you can start to understand things a little bit better.
Okay.
You know, I'm not saying I wouldn't work with a younger kid. I would. But it's just a little tougher, the attention span, and also.
How old was Dominic? Dominic when you started working? Well, when you started working with him?
Dominic for a couple of years now, but he's come a different breed. He grew up watching me in practice. He's been in the basketball gym before he could even say a word. I would bring him to Ohio State. And Debbie Cascio, who works up there, who I love dearly, she's an excellent person. She would babysit him while we'd go in the gym and work out.
Uh-huh.
And then as he got older, he would come inside. And then when he started to walk, he'd run around while we played. So he's been around us since day one. So, you know, he understands a little bit more.
That's the difference. That's the same thing with me. My youngest son, the youngest I've ever done a child's full dental appointment, which is x-rays, exam, cleaning, fluoride treatment, was age two. It was my youngest son because he'd been at the office so much that he just climbed up in the chair one day and opened real wide and said, Daddy, do me.
That's great.
But most other kids, we can't really start them till 2.5 or 3. So if somebody wants to sign their child up or talk to you about some private lessons or group coaching with maybe some kids have a group of 4 or 5 friends, actually 4 friends, so you have a whole team, right? They would call 636-2255.
Yep.
Or they can send an email to you at info@scooniepenn.com.
Exactly. and either way you can get in touch with me, and we can sit down and make an appointment, or however it can be handled, but those are definitely ways to get in contact with me.
Okay. And your basketball tournament today, what's going on today, $5 at the door, Ohio Dominican University. You don't have to have a ticket to show up. Just show up with $5, and you can buy a ticket and come in. And it's air-conditioned, right?
It's air-conditioned. It feels real good in there, and that's a blessing because St. John's yesterday was not.
Okay. Now, I have exactly. It was kind of rough. I do a Dr. Kvitko question of the day every week, and this week it's going to be about the charity or the name of this event, and it's called the Scoony Pen Touch Hoops Classic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so later on somebody's going to win a prize for knowing that answer, all right?
Cool.
Well, Scoony, I know you have to go, and you did me a big favor by even hanging on the phone this long, so I'll let you go so you can get out to your event, and good luck with that, and I'll even see if my wife and I want to come by.
All right, Doc, you take care.
You too. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
All right, so I think it's probably time to go to break. In fact, we're past time to go to break, so let's go ahead and do that now. And when we come back, we will be talking probably about Dr. Kvitko's question of the day and some more of these basketball/golf events that we are working with. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and I'll be right back.
Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko after these messages.
Looking for that perfect gift? Something different that your friends will love? Moxie's in Clintonville has just what you're looking for. Moxie specializes in entertainment, barware, dishware, and linens, both new and vintage. They carry Fiesta, Hearthstone, and signature products. Moxie's also has the ideal host or hostess gifts. Wrap candies including wax lips, bubblegum cigars, ring pops, and charm bracelets and necklaces. If you have no room to entertain, no problem. Moxie's has the room for you to host. The soiree room features black and white striped floors, Hollywood style seating, and a private outdoor deck. It's great for your next book or card gathering, birthday, or bridal shower. So when you're looking for a place to host some friends or looking for that perfect gift, go to Moxie's in Clintonville. Moxie's, 3339 North High Street, open Tuesday through Saturday. For more information and hours, call 657-6854, 657-6854.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Are your teeth worn down or have crack lines in them? Have years of drinking coffee and tea or smoking darkened your teeth? Do you feel that you look older than your age? Do you remember when your teeth were an asset, when your smile would light up the room? With porcelain veneers, we can make your teeth sparkle again. Stop in and see our vast library of actual before and after photos, or see a small sampling of them at drkvitko.com. Plus, our available low monthly payments make them affordable. So what are you waiting for? You know you're worth it. Pick up the phone and call us at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. It's a call that is guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates.
Wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy.
Hey, what up, girl?
Grab my glasses, I'm out the door. I'm gonna hit this city.
Let's
before
go.
I leave, brush my teeth. Cause when I leave for the night, I ain't coming back. I'm talking pedicure.
And welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. And as mentioned earlier, we are going to do Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. But before we do that, I want people to know that the winner receives free flowers from Vice Timber Florist delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. And another caller will receive a free propane tank refill from Alum Creek RV and Marine. And all callers will be, even the people that don't win those, will be entered into a drawing to win an Alum Creek RV and Marine prize pack, which consists of either a one-week stay at Autumn Lake Campground and Day Spa or a four-day rental of a motorhome. So that's pretty cool, actually. I have a motorhome. I'm a camper. And if you've never gotten to try camping or traveling in a motorhome, this would be your perfect opportunity. And I'll have to tell you, the drawing's going to be about August 15th, I think. And we register 3 to 5 people each week. And so you know what? If you get registered, you've got a pretty good chance of being a winner. We might have less than 100 people in that hopper when it comes time to pull names. So even if you don't know the answer or you're not the winner of the free flowers, it's worth your while to call. In fact, any caller to the show, if you have a question or comment, will register you for this drawing. Okay, before we do the question, though, The lawyers want you to listen to this.
Sunny 95 will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household. Prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. Sunny 95 cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kvitko's question of the day.
And the question is, what is the name of Scooney's basketball tournament underway today at Ohio Dominican College? Is it A, the Battle of Ohio, B, Round Ball with Scooney, or C, the Scooney Pen Touch Hoops Classic? And just as a reminder, you know the winner receives free flowers from Vice Timber Florist delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. And, of course, another caller, a free propane tank refill from Alum Creek RV and Marine. And all callers entered into the Alum Creek RV and Marine prize pack. So, 459-9769, that's 459-WSNY. Go ahead and call now.
Hey, this is Olympic snowboarder Louis Vito, and make sure you stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Dentally Speaking is his talk show, Dr. Kvitko. Let's go!
Experience, artistry, creativity. There are still professions where these words mean something. Studio B Hair Design still believe that practice does make perfect. Whether it's a precision cut, custom color, or something uniquely your own, Studio B can help you find just the right look, all in a comfortable, relaxing atmosphere right in the heart of Clintonville. Let Studio B Hair Design give you the best professional hair care at the best price. And should you need a quick gift idea, why not give a Studio B gift certificate for a birthday, anniversary, or subtle way of telling that special someone your hair needs help? So when looking for a fresh approach to your hair, do what lots of people do in Central Ohio. Trust experience. Trust the professionals at Studio B Hair Design. Studio B Hair Design, 21 Brighton Road, just off High Street in Clintonville. Call for your appointment now, 614-263-8661. 263-8661.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Have you always wanted a smile makeover but didn't know where to go or if you could afford it? Well, take heart. Here at Dr. Kvitko Metnis & Associates, we've been doing successful smile makeovers for decades. Stop in and see our vast library of actual before and after photos, or see a small sampling of them at drkvitko.com. Plus, we've made them affordable. Whether you choose the low monthly payments or having your makeover done in phases to spread your cost over time, I know you'll be happy with your new smile. So what are you waiting for? You know you're worth it. Pick up the phone and call us at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. It's a call that's guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates.
Like what you hear? Why not use the Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko show to reach your customers by becoming a sponsor? Learn how by calling 262-9588. That's
262-9588. Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and we have a caller on the line with a guest to our question of the day, and it's Sue, right, Sue?
Yes, hi.
Hi, how are you? Sue, what do you do for a living? I'm just curious.
Daycare.
Okay. So you bring children into your home?
No, I actually go somewhere.
You go to them, so that way you can leave them there and go home.
That's right.
It must be kind of tough for those that actually bring them into their home because they have all the toys and everything. Maybe can't get away from it. But anyway, okay. So Dr. Kvitko's question of the day, let me just repeat it for those people that might have just be joining us. And it is, what is the name of Scooney's basketball tournament underway today at Ohio Dominican College? What is the answer?
The answer was C,
the Scooney Pen Touch Hoops Classic. Good job. So you will win free flowers from Vice Timber Florist. They'll be delivered to where you work on Tuesday. And also, you will receive a free propane tank refill. And you're registered for the Alum Creek RV and Marine Prize Pack. Kind of worth the call, huh?
That is awesome. Yeah, thank you.
Good luck with that. Stay on the line. We'll get your information. And tune in every week, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. Okay, so what I want to do is talk a little bit about yesterday's basketball game. It was the Battle for Ohio. It was its first year. And we talked about all of the players that were there. There's an article in today's Dispatch on page C5, and it's written by, Steve Blackledge. And it's pretty cool because it, talks about, you have all these NBA players. Some of them hadn't played in 7 or 8 months, and some of them haven't played in, you know, really professionally in years, but they stay in shape and they just love the game. And I was impressed by a guy that was on the Cleveland side, the Cleveland contingent. He just stood out to me, and it turns out his name is Tristan Thompson, and he just finished his rookie season with the Cleveland Cavs, and so he had 27 points and 10 rebounds. That kind of you know, proves to me that he certainly deserves to be on that team, and I think the Cavs, they've got Kyrie Irving, and I know they traded for Tyler Zeller, a big 7'1", 7'2" center from North Carolina, and so I think the Cavs are going to be just fine. If you're like me, you're not so much happy that LeBron James left Cleveland, and certainly not happy that him and the Heat won the NBA championship. And so let's hope that the Cavs can, get some young guys together and build another dynasty up there. Now, the event, as you heard, it had Mayor Coleman was one of the coaches for the Columbus team. And in Steve's article, it... he was definitely pushing for Columbus to win this game, and I think he said there was a quote here that says from Ron Stokes, said Mayor Coleman told us in no uncertain terms that we couldn't walk the streets of Columbus if we lost this one, which I think was funny. I saw him on Channel 10 last night after the regular news. They do a sports wrap up, and they played essentially. They had, like I said, they had David Leidy wired. They had Scoony Penn wired for sound. And they had David Leidy. And so you kind of got a little, almost like a little small version, a little shortened version of the whole game by just listening to those guys. So it was a lot of fun. There was a high school band there, and it just gave it a festive feel. And a lot of the players that are coming out to my golf outing, and by the way, it's called the Dr. Kvitko Golf Classic, presented by Buffalo Wild Wings for the benefit of the Down Syndrome Association of Central Ohio. And we still need golfers, by the way, so we were mentioning a lot of things that Scoony had in the hopper there. But let me just mention that you can go to dentallyspeaking.com. You can go to drkvitko.com and look for the information about the basketball event, or I'm sorry, what am I saying? The golf outing with the basketball flavor, and sign up. Now, we are hoping to have a sellout. It's at two different courses at the same time. It is a Friday at 2 p.m., shotgun start. And although that's a work day, most guys, if they ask with enough advance notice, you can knock off work a little bit early on a Friday, maybe work a half day or work till 1 or something. Maybe your boss will let you go in early so that you can knock off a little early. Now, it's $125 a golfer, but if you pay that, you get your golfing, your 19 holes of golf, the cart, you get free wings, free beer, you get free golf shoes. At $125, Nike golf shoes. So you'll get like $80 golf shoes thrown in, and you're only paying $125 to golf, and that's pretty cool. Now, if you already have golf shoes, you don't want new ones, and you want to save a little bit of money, you can sign up for $90, and you get everything but the golf shoes, okay? Now, we the brochure and the posters that we have say $125 with shoes, $90 without shoes, and we realize now that's been confusing some folks, because one guy said, if I only pay $90, do I have to play barefoot? And it's like, no, you don't have to play barefoot. And so I finally asked some people, I said, why is it that this is so confusing? And it turns out that some people that aren't, you know, they don't golf on a regular basis, they're thinking like bowling. You go bowling, and if you have your own shoes, it might be $5, and if you need to rent shoes, it's $6.25, right? Or something like that. So, but that's not it at all. It's you actually get a pair of shoes to call your own. When you sign up, it won't ask you your shoe size. It will ask you if you want the, quote, free golf shoes. And when you get to the course, there will be all kinds of shoes in the pro shop of all different sizes. And you'll be able to just pick out your shoes right then and can wear them the day of the golf outing if you like. So I was I got to talk to Clark Kellogg a little bit yesterday and was there when he was being interviewed by Clay Hall for, I believe that's Channel 6, and talking about this event, and it was the first year, and the hope is that it's going to be an annual event, although I was also listening to Mayor Coleman talk about it, and he said, you know, if we do it next year, they'll probably want to hold it up in Cleveland, which would only be fair. Now, David Leidy's from Cleveland, Dallas Lauderdale's from Cleveland, and Dallas Lauderdale actually grew up in a town called Solon, which is right next to my hometown of Twinsburg. So we kind of had a fondness for Dallas, my wife and I, and so we were able to get a picture with Dallas Lauderdale, which is kind of cool. And as soon as I mentioned Twinsburg, of course, his ears lit up. Anybody that remembers watching the Drew Carey show, he oftentimes would wear athletic gear with the word Solon on it. People thought it was Solon, S-O-L-O-N, but it's pronounced Solon. And somehow, because he grew up in Parma, somehow Solon, the city of Solon, was able to become kind of like the fictitious home of the Drew Carey show, which was pretty neat. It looks like we're probably due for another break. And so let's go ahead and do that. And when we come back, I have a little bit of audio. I was able to interview Evan Ravenel and Amir Williams from the current Buckeye team. So you're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kovitko here on Sunny 95, and we'll be right back.
Estás escuchando Dentally Speaking con Dr. Kovitko aquí en su estación favorita, Sunny 95.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Do you listen to Dentally Speaking? Well, you should. Dr. Kovitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
Canton City Chinese Restaurant is an established, family-owned and operated Chinese restaurant. You can come and sit down and enjoy the relaxed atmosphere of the Canton City, or if you're on the go or need lunch for your office or dinner for home, call us at 614-261-0262 to order takeout. We have a variety of Cantonese, Hunan, and Sichuan cuisine. You will love the price and be astonished how generous the portions are. Come visit us in our fantastic location at 4330 North High Street, located just south of Henderson in Clintonville. We are open 7 days a week. If you cannot pick from our extensive menu, we would suggest you start with our General Tso chicken. It is the best in the city. When you are craving Chinese food and have tried all the rest, come and order from the best, Canton City Chinese Restaurant in Clintonville. Call us at 614-261-0262 or stop by and see us at 4330 North High Street.
Mom, has your son or daughter been begging you to learn to play guitar, but you don't know where to go or who to talk to? Well, fret no more. Call Guitar Lessons Columbus today at 427-3187. We'll teach your child how to actually apply and use the fundamentals, learn to play an entire song, make new friends with guitar, and even play with a drummer, all in the first month of playing. The earlier they start, the better. So don't wait. Call Guitar Lessons Columbus today at 614-427-3187 or check us out online at guitarlessonscolumbus.com.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kovitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kovitko. Remember the beautiful smile you had before your first set of dentures? Remember the disappointment you had when you looked at them in the mirror for the first time? The teeth were either too big or too small, or they made your lip too fat. Whatever it was, they just didn't fit your face, and you've been stuck with them ever since. And to make things worse, every time you get a new set, your dentist makes them look like the old set. Here at Dr. Kovitko Mentness & Associates, rather than just copying the mistakes of years gone by, we'll use photos of you when you were younger to recreate your original smile, minus any flaws you wish us to leave out, of course. We can help you turn back the clock. Interested? Give us a call at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588.
Dr. Kovitko and Associates.
I wanna be on the cover of Forbes magazine, smiling next to Oprah and the Queen. Oh, every time I close my eyes.
And and welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Thank you for joining me here today. We've been talking a little basketball, a little golf, a little bit of dentistry because Scoony Pen, who was my guest for the first half hour, has been a patient of mine. We whitened his and his fiance at the time's teeth right before they got married. And he's actually talked to me a little bit about coming back and getting some things done. With his upcoming, you know, he's starting to do some TV now with Bo Bishop on Channel 10. And so Scoony's starting to think more about his smile. So I have a feeling that we'll be working on that at some point down the road. I do want to mention, I just realized that we talked a lot about yesterday's game, the Cleveland, Columbus versus Cleveland in the first battle of Ohio. But I didn't talk about who won. So Team Columbus defeated Team Cleveland 94-91. And let me just say that this is an article that I found online. It was written by Kyle Rowland. I always try to give props to whoever deserves them. And so it was in St. John Arena, as we mentioned. It was sweltering. It was very, very hot. Actually, they didn't open the doors till 11. The game took place at 1. And when I got there, which I thought was early, because we were getting with Scoony, he was nice enough, me and Laura from the Down Syndrome Association, Scoony agreed to, we brought some basketballs for the players to sign, and that way they will be raffled off at the Dr. Kvitko Golf Classic. So it's going to be cool. I think we have about 6 or 7 basketballs signed by several of these famous players. Got my picture taken with Greg Oden. It's hard to see me because he's so big. But, and also, I also took a picture. It was kind of funny because we were sitting right behind him, and we happened to notice that he was straddling 2 chairs. So I have a picture of Greg Oden from the back, and literally it takes 2 chairs for him. Not that he has a big behind, it's just that he's a big guy. So let's see. 17 former Buckeyes took part in the game, including Ron Lewis and Evan Turner, who led Columbus with 18 and 17 points, respectively. Team Cleveland was paced by Cleveland Cavaliers' Tristan Thompson, who led all scorers with 27 points. Juby Johnson contributed 20 points. Michael Redd, Greg Oden, Ron Stokes, Columbus Mayor Mike Coleman served as coaches for Team Columbus, and Clark Kellogg was on the bench along with Brad Sellers for Team Cleveland. At halftime, John Diebler defeated former Akron State Vincent St. Mary star Drew Joyce III in a 3-point contest. During pregame festivities, Mayor Coleman referred to the game as the beginning of a tradition. Now, these guys, Kyle, are estimating the fans at 2,000, but the Dispatch said they were about 5,000, so I'm going with 5,000. It said that the temperature was 80 degrees inside the arena. Honestly, I think it was probably hotter than that, and I don't know how those players did it. But head coach Thad Mata was there from the Buckeyes, Aaron Kraft, Evan Ravenel, Amir Williams, and Amadeo Della Valle. And actually, I wish I'd have known he was there, because you're going to hear in the interview I did with Evan Ravenel soon that Evan considers him the new up-and-coming player, the new guy that they expect to contribute. So I think what we'll do is let's go ahead and listen to that interview that I was able to do with Evan and Amir from yesterday. All right, so I am at the Battle for Ohio Celebrity Basketball Challenge. It just ended, and I was able to run into Evan Ravenel and Amir Williams from the Buckeyes. So how are you doing, Evan?
I'm doing fine today.
What do you think the team, how's the team going to be this year?
I think we're a pretty good team. We got a good core group of guys returning. I think we should be pretty good.
You got any new guys coming in?
Oh, yeah. Amadeo De La Vella.
Okay,
Amadeo.
Amadeo.
Uh-huh.
How tall is he?
About 6'5".
Okay, he's a short guy then, huh?
I guess y'all could say that. I think he's pretty tall.
Well, you're what, 6'7"? 6'8"?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And then, so like sometimes you and Amir, come on in here. Come here, Amir. We got Amir Williams. Amir, how tall are you? Like 6'10"?
6'11".
I missed by an inch both times. Sorry about that. Okay, so now sometimes they have both you guys out on the court at the same time, right?
It's a possibility, yeah.
Yeah. So you're going to have 2 big guys.
Mm-hmm.
Now, didn't last year they like traded you back and forth, right? You came out, didn't you come in for Amir?
Yeah, sometimes, yeah.
Yeah. Now over the summer, you don't have that summer league anymore, so how are you guys able to stay in shape and work out?
We got open gyms, and we do our summer workouts with our coaches and everything, so that's how we stay in shape.
Okay, now do you play against these the guys that are in the NBA now? Do they come back and work against you guys?
Some of the guys come back and they help us out a little bit, teach us a few things, yeah.
All right, so who's the toughest guy you've got to play against? Evan Turner, or who's the hardest one on you?
Amir Williams.
Amir, okay, what do you say to that, Amir?
Yeah, my own teammates. They push us to the max, and that's what we got to get out of each other every time we go in there.
Seriously, does it ever get chippy?
It does get chippy at every open gym.
Okay, well, that's the way it's supposed to be, though, right?
Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah. I got to tell you, I really enjoyed watching you, Amir. I don't know, Evan, you were a little older, right? And Amir came in, and he started. He looked a little tentative, didn't have as much weight on him, got pushed around a little bit. But before that season was over, he was quite a force in the middle, wouldn't you say?
It's the same though. Every freshman, they go to a little moment where they got to figure out how to get a feel for the game. But once they figure it out, they just take off with it.
You guys think an NCAA tournament this year?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. We definitely got another chance to go back at it this year.
Okay, because we got Aaron Kraft. You guys, let me think. Who did we leave? Who did we lose?
Oh, just Jared, Will Buford, and J.D. Weatherspoon and Jordan Sauber. That's it.
Okay. Yeah, that was too bad about J.D. because he was probably going to be getting some playing time this year, huh?
It's never good to see a teammate leave for those reasons, but we got to move on.
Yeah. Now, who's the new guy?
Amadeo.
Amadeo. Is he the reason that maybe J.D. thought he wouldn't get playing time?
I have no idea why J.D. left.
Do you know Amir?
I really don't know. I can't speak on it. I really don't know nothing about it.
Okay. All right. Well, you guys have a great season.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks for talking to me.
Thank you.
Take care now. Bye-bye.
And we were also able to talk to Aaron Kraft, but at the time we were speaking, I didn't have my recorder out. It was just more, honestly, me and my wife enjoy, excuse me, watching Aaron play so much that I went over and asked him if we could get a photograph, and he was so nice. He came over and sat down and got a picture of my wife and Aaron together. And I didn't want to overstay my welcome by saying, can I also interview you? I figured it was like either a picture or an interview, but not both. But I asked him about his foot, and he said, you know, it's healing fine, and maybe you don't know that Aaron had to have some surgery on his foot. He had like some bone chips or something floating in there, and it'd been recommended to him that he get it fixed, but he's just full tilt all the time, and he didn't want to take any time off from practicing and playing. But finally, his dad and some, I think the trainer convinced him to go ahead and have the surgery, because that way he'll be, you know, ready to roll for the Buckeye season that starts in the fall. So, Aaron, if you're listening, wish you well, and thank you for the photograph and for talking with us, and the same with Evan and Amir. I'm really looking forward to this season. I think these guys are going to go a long way. Now, it was neat to get to meet Greg Oden, as I mentioned, but also found out that Greg is most likely going to be coming to the Dr. Kvitko Golf Classic, and I think that's going to be cool. So those golfers that go to the course where Greg Oden, I'm sure he's going to be like the biggest draw. Literally, too. He's, what, 7'2"? But anyway, yeah. And so I don't know which course he's going to be at. When you sign up, you can select a course, I believe you can ask. Actually, you go to either benttreegc.com or royalamericanlinks.com. Now, 2 years ago when we held the event there at both courses, I was actually at the Royal American Links course, and this year I'm going to be playing at the Bent Tree golf course. I want to thank Brent Sheehan for all of the help that he has been. I also want to remind folks that all of the podcasts from these shows, all of the recordings, everything that I've done for the last 4.5 years, and today's show is 235, which happens to be my zip code, 43235. All of the shows are available at dentallyspeaking.com. They are available on iTunes, and you can go to sunny95.com, and you'll find at least the shows for maybe the last year or two. I'm trying to figure out from when we moved to Sunny 95. So, if you have any interest in an old show, it's there. Anything that I've said or questions that you may have, feel free to check it out. We are almost out of time. What do I have? Looks like I have about a minute or less. Let me make sure. Let me just remind folks about Scooney's, the Scooney Pen Touch Hoop Classics. Wait a minute. Yeah, the Touch Hoops Classics today at Dominican College. It's going on now. $5 at the door. Today is the last day. Probably get to see some good basketball. Sounds like a good price, and it's a good cause, because Touch stands for Teaching Opportunity Unity by Connecting Hearts, and this is to help folks that have been incarcerated, and now they're getting out, and this group helps them assimilate into society, which is great, because we don't want them committing more crimes. We want them to become productive members of society. Okay, looks like we're out of time. You've been listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Please tune in every Sunday morning at 8 right here on Sunny 95. See you next week.
Be sure and tune in next week for another exciting episode of Dentally Speaking with my dentist, Dr. Kvitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full half-hour episodes of Dr. Kvitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kvitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.